Welcome to the Subscription Maker Podcast. This is your host, Zachary Alexander, Enterprise Architect at SubscriptionMaker.net. Please hit the subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts so that you won't miss any new episodes. Today, we are talking to Simon T. Bailey. Simon is an executive advisor, career mentor, and world-class keynote speaker. He also owns Simon T. Bailey International, home of SparkU, a place where you can learn how to master your brilliance. The reason we're talking with Simon is because of his experience with executing a well-architected pivot. He knows what it's like to make changes because the environment around you has changed. He can talk about what to do when the environment doesn't celebrate you, it merely tolerates you. Simon, welcome to the Subscription Maker Podcast.
Good to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Did I get that right? Tell me some more about your business.
So my business really exists to spark transformation through content, books, online courses, in-person coaching sessions, and virtual coaching sessions so that people can really understand how to be fearless and create their future.
What it means to not ignore expiration dates?
So we know whenever we purchase items from the grocery store and it has an expiration date on it, if we use it past its expiration date, then we are putting ourselves at risk. And sometimes there are relationships, opportunities that are past their expiration date. And if we don't recognize their expiration date, we spend more, lose a lot of time, grow older quicker, all because we didn't pay attention to the expiration date.
Would you tell us what is emotional equity and how does it impact decision making?
Yeah, so if you think about an equity in a house, the reason you pay your mortgage payment every month is because hopefully over time you will build equity in that house and make more money on the house when you sell it than when you first purchased it. When we put that in the context of what we do daily, you are investing equity by adding value to relationships, by being intentional how you invest time and energy in what matters the most. And then over time, because of emotional equity and being intentional with how you serve, there is return on investment because now people want to do business with you or move something forward because they understand that it's not just about you or me, it's about we. So that's the power of emotional equity.
I heard you speak once and you talked about creatives. What do you mean by creatives? Are you talking about people who make their living producing new value?
Yes. Creatives are the men and women who create what is not yet. Creatives are the ability to see the old and the new and the new and the old. Creatives are the ability to look around the corner and to see what is about to emerge and how do they begin to create it through art, music, business, products, things we didn't even know we needed. If you think about it, when the iPhone came out, it was just another phone. But the creative side of Steve Jobs said, let's put apps into the phone. And those applications became something that created an entire industry because someone took the ability to be creative to see what others didn't see.
Did your concept of creative change after working at Disney?
It totally did because I began to understand that Disney looked at everything through the lens of how do we plus it up? So the Imagineers, which is a combination of using imagination and engineering, the Imagineers at Disney, whenever they create something, they're always looking at how do we give it that little extra edge that the viewing public would have never noticed. So if you even look at some of the Pixar movies, it's that little something extra that the naked eye would never see. But the creatives and how they approach that said, we're going to do it anyway for those who will know we went the extra inch.
Okay. On this podcast, we talk a lot about communities and online community development. The reason is because subscription makers need two things. They need a well-architected platform and a supportive and active community. I followed you and your interactions with your community for years, both on Facebook and LinkedIn. I've always been impressed with how enthusiastic your followers are about your community and the way you celebrate them. Do you have a formal strategy for your community development, or is it all organic?
It is intentionally organic. And the reason it's organic is because I want to keep it personal. I want to keep it authentic. And I know as we scale and get bigger, we'll have to get more cooks in the kitchen to do that. But I believe people want to hear my voice. They want to hear how I believe in them. So I truly try to keep it organic as much as possible.
How do you recruit people for your community?
So one of the things we do is whenever we create any content, we think through what content fits on the best channels and how do we take content and repurpose it. So we may start out on a video on my phone. How do we take that video on the phone that's 2 or 3 minutes less and chunk it down into a quote? Because we know some of our community, they can't listen to a video, but they can read a quote. And so we post that wherever they are. So that's the first thing. The second thing that we do with our community is, well, I want all of your listeners to think, in this newly disrupted world that will never be the same again, serving is the new selling. So a part of serving is to understand when you're talking to your community, what's their hot buttons, what's their pain points, and how do you meet them where they are? So the other thing that we've described is that we realize some people prefer text. So we really try to communicate to our community in the way in which they want to receive it.
For the people who are starting their own communities and are growing their communities, how many people do you have working in your community with you?
I have about 3 people currently that work with me in my community, and it is hard work. Let me just say that. It's not easy, but it's totally worth it. And we meet at least every other week to strategize what we're going to do. We have a content calendar and a flow that we generally like to stick with, and we know the dates of when different things are going to drop. But we also want to be able to pivot on a dime based on what's happening in the world so that we're relevant to where things are going.
Are you anticipating any investments in a private social network? You know, just in case Facebook decides they want to do something off, you know, that doesn't square with your culture.
It's already in the works. We're looking forward to launching it in the next few months. Oh. And we're really excited about this membership model that we are moving towards, because it's something that we really haven't announced. We've been working on it behind the scenes, but it's with that very intention, knowing that the algorithms on Facebook can change on a dime and then you're left out in the cold.
Do you solicit feedback from your community? And how does that feedback feed into producing new products and services?
Yes. So one of the things that I do is with our core pain community, private group that we have, I have a 15-minute call with them every month. So at least every 30 days, I'm on the phone for 15 minutes, no additional charge, just to find out how I can serve them, what's their hot buttons, problems, and certainly what are their successes. I take that feedback and it informs what I do in the next 30 days. So I'm always on the cutting edge for where they are and what's important to them.
Now, in the old days, we used to talk about portfolio management and having 3 timelines. You know, your short-term timeline, your near-term timeline, 18 to 24 months out, and your 5-year long-term timeline. Is that how you work things?
Absolutely.
Okay. So in wrapping up, is there anything I should have asked you that I didn't?
You know, I would think probably the big question is what keeps me going every single day? Because obviously, when you're in this space, you work alone. Your team is, you know, throughout the world, and it's a virtual situation, right? And I think what keeps me motivated and excited is when I receive emails or cards or comments from people who have implemented something that we suggested and they've had a tangible result. That is just absolutely phenomenal, and I love it.
What's the best way to follow you these days?
Yeah, people can follow me at simontbailey.com, T for terrific, so simontbailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y.com.
Okay, so thank you, Simon. This is your host, Zachary Alexander. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Subscription Maker Podcast. Join us next time so we can talk about being a successful subscription maker.